Good morning. I haven't done one of these before. I mean, I've done Ramble Faps. But I haven't, like, pulled my microphone into bed with me to really, like, buckle down. But I woke up this morning pretty fucking needy. Not even entirely in a sexual way. Part of it was just rolling over and nuzzling my pillow and just really, really feeling the lack of touch and the lack of physical affection. I'm a very physically affectionate person in the first place, even with my friends. You know, platonic physical affection is important too. Hug your friends, cuddle up with them, hold their hands. Like, now more than ever, I firmly believe that physical touch, even with your friends, super basic human need. So inherently, I am feeling needy. Like, mornings especially kind of highlight that. Because morning sex is very nice. And even a little more than that. Waking up to a partner playing with you. Right? Waking up to your fingers finally slipping into me after you spent the last few minutes trying to kind of tease me without waking me up at all, you know? Not like super stealthy, this is a stealth op. Or anything, but just like you haven't been necessarily trying to wake me up. It's more so that you are sleepy and you're pent up. And it's more so the lack of a filter in the morning that's what's really appealing. I feel like you kind of cut through a lot of the glitz and glam with morning sex, and it's just straight up, I need this. I also love waking you up. Fuck. Like, this is definitely the kind of morning where you'd probably wake up. Not to touching me, but to me touching you. I do fucking love waking you up with head. I do fucking love. Just crawling up between your legs while you're still asleep. Let's be real, chances are with this kind of heat, we both fell asleep last night together clothesless. I mean, I don't wear clothes when I sleep in the first place, and you definitely didn't. In my company, in this heat, you definitely didn't. Which means that I can just go straight to running my tongue up on your cock and then just kind of burying my face in your balls for a second there. Very, very gently. Running my tongue along one, and then just kind of lapping against it while I take it in my mouth, and see how much that makes you twitch without necessarily waking up. Running my fingers across your thighs, seeing if that makes you shift at all. If not, that's alright. Because I know the second that I actually take you in my mouth, that's when the fun's really gonna start. I'll be able to feel you getting harder and harder down the back of my throat. That's exactly the kind of positive affirmation and energy I need in my life this morning. To hear the tiny little noises you make. As you get harder and harder, and a little bit of the fuzz starts to slip away. Maybe that's when you finally come to. It's when you're almost rock hard. And I finally got the head of your cock in my mouth, swirling my tongue around while my hand works you. I think at that point it's safe to say that you'd probably be waking up, right? A little unsure of what's happening, but knowing that you already feel so good. So good. I play with you until your hips really started bucking. Don't get me wrong. And I love head for the sake of head, but in the morning, I can't just do that. I'll gladly, like, during the day, swallow a load, or just make a home between your thighs while you're playing video games and all that. I will give head for days, and I'll gladly finish you that way, too, but it's the morning, I need you, I need more than that. Because really, I'm just sucking you off to get you hard and wake you up so that I can slap your cock playfully against my tongue a couple of times. But after that, I'm going to pull off and I'm going to shift up a few feet so that it's not my face there anymore. It's my fucking dripping wet pussy. Like, I promise you already would have known how wet I was, because even while I was sucking you, chances are I was also fucking grinding against your thigh, leaving big wet streaks across your skin from how wet I am. I always get so wet. I always get so wet. And then I get to slowly lower myself down onto your cock. Still see the sleep in your eyes. Still hear you barely making words. Like, I know that I definitely pull out a kind of sassy vein from all of y'all, but in the morning it's different. We're not here to fight, we're not here to tease, we're here to fuck. I am here to fucking bounce on that cock. To lean in close so I can nuzzle up against your chest or your neck and just slowly bounce my hips at first. And if you're having a hard time really waking up, Understanding what I want from you, then that's okay. I can take your hands and I can put them on my hips myself. Maybe lift one of them up to my mouth so I can suck on your fingers. I grind you real nice and real slow. The perfect little morning wake up call. Ah, fuck. This is my preferred way to wake up every morning. To just one of us waking up and being unable to resist the other. And like, another favorite part of morning sex for me is the fact that I feel like it almost always escalates. Like, part of not having that filter. Part of not having that filter means also not really necessarily having the filter that we use to put on airs, be a little socially acceptable, or even a little polite necessarily to our partners. So I feel like morning sex, kind of after you shake off that evening dust, and you're really able to open your eyes, you're really able to see each other and feel each other and process it, I feel like things always really, really pick up. That's that. You just eventually get to that, like, sensual, hard fucking. The kind of hard fucking where your fingers really fucking dig into my hips. You're right there to guide me along while I ride you. I'm not able to stop my hands from moving and just, like, greedily touching you, too. My hands desperately moving to your neck sometimes. Wanting to be soft and just touch you, but wanting to be hard and press down, too. While I fucking ride you. Well, I feel your cock continuing to just stretch. My pussy. I can start thinking about how you're gonna fill me and how I'm gonna get to start the day off with that load. If I have morning sex, there's no way I'm gonna be functional for the rest of the day. Cause that's what it always comes back to. I'm gonna spend the rest of the day imagining all the cum you're about to fill me with. Fuck. Oh, God. I really want you. I want to feel one of your hands come off my hip just long enough to dig into my hair so that you can pull me in for a kiss. Fuck. And you can feel me moan against your lips. Or you can use that grip on my hair to push me into your chest. Muffle my cries that way. Or you can just pull my head back and make me kind of scream it into the bedroom. Oh my God, I wanna come. I know we both wanna. I know we both wanna. I know we just wanna spend the day starting it off right and fucking each other out of our minds. So let's do it. Fucking use my pussy. Let's start the day off with you reminding me where your cum belongs. Reminding me who gets to use this cunt. I want you to fill me. Please. 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 Give me your cum. Oh, I want it. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. fuck. My pussy twitching around your cock, milking out every last drop for the day. Fuck. It's not the same as your cock, but gonna have to make do. Here's to quarantine being over soon so that we can finally get our hands on people again.